Thank you, Chair. I would like to make some remarks, mainly on D1 to D5, which we support. Those five we support with the background documentation related to it. My remarks are mainly based from the measurability point of view. I think this is D compared to A to C is much more difficult to measure. We're going in a different area. It's not only based on after the disaster counting certain things, but it involves the private sector who run most of those networks behind it and many other ministries. So it's very difficult. I support D1 to D4 as they are. Possibly D4, as was suggested in Annex B by UNSDR, to focus only on road and possibly primary roads, as the chair suggested, which would make it feasible much more to measure. D5 on basic services is difficult. It is, to my knowledge, there's no database in the world, or not in in Europe, that is measuring this and has experience with this to collect it over the different basic services. So it is really a new challenge, and I would like the Secretariat maybe also to make some proposals or collect some ideas on how to best do that. I will make a suggestion to measure it in terms of person days, so the number of person days basic services have been disrupted, which would incorporate the population affected and the duration of it. But I understand that this may be difficult to measure, and we'll have to see if other member states can then support this. I also suggest that a lot of the other suggestions, D6 and so on, are very important, but for national indicators. The global ones could be restricted from D1 to D5 as they are written now. Thank you.